We have Chris Bidu drumming for some students in a classroom in Campo. He's been teaching this native dance class for over a year now.
Bidu has been a teacher for so long. He's welcoming and kind to all of us students. He says dance was much more strict in the past.
Only dancers to a song was if it's that composer's daughter or wife. Those were the only ones that danced.
He says he probably wouldn't have been a drummer if he had grown up in the old days because his parents weren't drummers. Bidu tells us back then, women would practice dance moves, but if a dancer made a wrong move, the older woman would throw a shoe at them.
They had a big pile of shoes. Once a little wrong move, a woman threw at the girl.
Bidu tells us a sad experience about missionaries coming here last century and saying what our people couldn't do. That drumming, dancing, hunting, eating walrus, and speaking our language was evil.
It was instilled deep in their heart that this was evil, that drums and church don't mix.
Bidu tells us when the young ministers started working, they realized it wasn't evil and came and apologized. As the years went by, the tradition slowly became less strict. For about 40 years now, everyone started dancing to any song.